Racking and stacking, number two of the day. Actually, number one, I guess, technically.
Number one of the day, but number three of the week. So we got one more. We got our buddy Ben Gay coming up next. But before we do that, we're going to have a
write a book or something.
What was that?
I said, didn't he write a book or two or something, Ben Gay? I mean, coming up.
Yeah, he's wrote a few. And I think sold, I think he stopped counting at like 200 billion sales or something crazy. But
They piled them up to the moon, and it blocked out the moonlight, so they had to stop. So he got a little trouble for that.
That's right. That's right. Well, but, he is a star, so it's fitting that he's up there. But anyway, I'll tell you, we got a great friend from the industry today, so why don't we get to Garrett?
Let's do it. Garrett, man, Garrett Brown's coming up. This is going to be a fun talk. He's a good dude and came well-recommended by another friend of the show, Wendell Yoder, who was on, 6-8 months ago with us, I think. And
Wendell's great.
Oh, Wendell's amazing. He does some great work, and Garrett is going to follow in his footsteps. So let's go get Garrett.
Those are big shoes to fill. So let's do it.
Well, they're like 12s, I think.
So. That's right.
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt. Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins. Now, let's get to the show.
Are you serious? Is it really Garrett Brown on?
Yeah, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, man. Couldn't be any better. I've been looking forward to this chat for a while now, ever since we met, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. It hasn't been very, but still, it's been very good.
It has been. It hasn't been long, but as I said in the talking with Wes here, one of the beautiful things about any industry and doing these sort of things is you just meet so many great people. And agreed. I got introduced to Wendell. I'd have to think back about who introduced Wendell, and I should know. But he introduced me to Wendell, and Wendell and I met up in Des Moines, Iowa, which you're from Iowa.
Buddy.
And when I was out there for an NFBA show, the National Frame Builder Association show, a couple of years ago, and Wendell and I got together and had some dinner, and then all of a sudden he reaches out and says, "You need to know this Garrett Brown guy." So,
I love it.
So far, I mean, you're still on probation, but so far it hasn't been bad.
hopefully free.
Well, it depends. Okay, let me put it this way. It's like with exams, you weight it, and your performance on this podcast is a heavily weighted part of this. So, I mean, don't screw up. Well, no pressure or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, I'm feeling it now.
I think you should. That's what I do. I mean, Wes is ready to pull buttons and switches, and he's like the wizard back there. I mean, he's already sending me private chats on you. This dude,
They're great. Hey, Ball Brothers, come on, baby. We got to stick together.
That's right. Well, welcome, my man. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And it's kind of, it's a dream for me. I've been thinking about podcasts and information, and it's kind of like we had talked about before. It's this era that we're in now. It's a tech era. It's an information era, but there's a lot of times we can have it right at our fingertips, and it doesn't seem like we are using it. It doesn't seem like we're using it like we should. So, and I'm not saying I'm going to use it any better than anybody else, but if I've got the task and I can jump in front of people and on a grander scale, I'm all about it, because that's what I want. It's about the conversations. It's not about just preaching information and, dumping information nonstop. It's always been about communication. It's always been about making people comfortable so they can, if it's not tell their story, they at least tell what they're interested in, especially in building. And, you do materials, I do labor. I have to know where you're coming from in order for me to really truly serve you. I can't serve you great unless I have a good idea about what you're doing and where you come from and who you are.
I think that's an incredible point, Garrett, because in your area of being in the post-building construction part of the world, my coming from the supplier manufacturer end of supplying materials into it all comes back to one thing, which is it's solution based, right? And we've got away from, and I think the biggest, I'll preach this to anybody that'll listen, is you got to quit selling widgets. In my case, it could be fasteners or closures or barn door track or whatever. But that's not really what I'm selling. And you're not really selling a building. You're selling a solution to a problem, a want, and a need, a desire, right? And we have to be better at that. And to be better at that, we have to communicate. We have to talk. We have to ask questions. And we have to be coming from a standpoint of, I don't want to sell you boxes of screws. I want to sell you a solution to the problem you're having and try to make your life, your business better, right? And if we come from it from that standpoint, we always win.
I completely agree.
Agree? Does that make sense to you?
For sure. And I'm sure you would agree with this one too. It's you're selling yourself. I've heard it a million times. You're always selling yourself. And you know, a lot of the times I want it's not that I want people to sell me on themselves, but I love that. You know, I love those communications. And I'm one of those types where I go the extra yard, always have. Always will. It's just part of my DNA. But part of it is, just really getting to know what somebody's all about. In that, I don't know. There's many times that it's kind of pulling teeth sometimes. Some people are very select what they want to tell you. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to know, the entire life story. But the fact of the matter is, if I know where you're trying to go, I know what your goal is. It really, I'll dive into it. I'm one of those ones where I like to put myself in their shoes too, because it's the best way to do it. And even if I don't know exactly how you came up or I know exactly what your job is, I'm really going to go the extra yard to try to understand for sure.
Exactly. And I think people appreciate that. And the key to that is there's the ever popular, dangerous, but popular word that's a killer for guys or gals in sales is that T word, transaction. When we allow it to become simply a transaction, we're always going to either lose or not win as we should, right? Because when it becomes a transaction, it becomes, well, this guy's 13 cents cheaper on a bag of screws than this guy, so I'm going to buy from him. This guy, this other guy's going to do a pole barn for, $350 less than you. But nobody bothers to get, if you haven't got to a bit of a relationship and a solution oriented basis, a trust building.
Yep.
We haven't figured out that maybe you're worth not 350, maybe you're worth 3,500 if we could talk it through. Right. I think that I've talked about this before, and I think I love your take on this. Not only is we want to keep as salespeople in our industry from it becoming a transaction. I would tell people, I was at a show someplace doing a talk on this back a year ago, and I remember talking about, don't allow us as reps turn it into a transaction either. Don't allow us to get commission breath and just want your orders, your business, right? Don't allow us to do that. Hold us to the same standard is no. I might be ready to buy, but you haven't helped me enough yet, right? You haven't sold me on why I should be doing this with you. And so I think it strongly goes both ways, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the one thing I was also going to mention was I could easily say that I'm not maybe the greatest about transactions. I'm not the greatest at sales, but the thing that I'm really good at is bonding with people. And that's something I've been, I guess part of that I got from my mom. She's a great listener, and that's something I prided myself in too. And my dad, I could say very humble guy, farmer, that's where I'm from. And I take that initiative all the time, the no days off, always doing something, always after it. But the bonding with people is something, both my parents were very good at that. And it shows in the type of company they kept. And then that's the type of company I like to keep. And there's nothing better than when you get done with a project where you're still on great terms. You're still, the last thing you want is something to go haywire. But when you're on great terms, when they're sending you a Christmas greeting, you did it right. Like you did it right. And I pride myself in the bonding more than I ever would say about the sales. That's more important to me. And then kind of piggybacking off of something that you mentioned as far as the transaction part too, it's also, you know, people want something worth value. And let's face it, time is worth value. And yes, you may be charging whatever you're charging. But you know, as long as you prove your worth, and a lot of it is just standing within your boundaries, not standing your ground. It's not about, about, you know, you versus me. It's about you and us at the same time going the same way. But it is about setting the right bound. And I think that's another critical scenario that, and I was a violator in this one. I was one that would, I'll do everything it takes, anything it takes. And that wasn't an accurate way of doing it. And that was dangerous for somebody, you know, because you're overcommitting, and then the work goes after that, and the assumptions start, and you get into certain scenarios and that you shouldn't be in. But yeah, I would say that the big deal for me, for sure, was setting boundaries, always having value, always considering yourself worth great value. All that time is totally worth it. So yeah, there's been a lot of learning for me too. I'm not the youngest, I'm not the oldest, but still learning. Always learning, always going forward.
Well, we always will. And if we ever stop, we've pretty well stopped, right? We're dead. If we go a week and don't learn something, I mean, hell, I learn something every day, you know, I by the minute, right? That
you bet.
Good, bad, indifferent, but every learn is a learn. Every learn is a win, right? And yes. It's just like losses, right? We can look at it as a loss if you missed a sale or this happened that you didn't like, but it's only a loss if you let it be a loss. If you extrapolate a win out of it, what did I learn from this, right?
Absolutely. There's always a silver lining. Always.
It's always. And, you know, I thought that when you was talking, it made me think of a statement I've heard and I repeat anywhere I can, because I believe is that if you give selfishly and you give without expectation, you will always get way more back. Then you could be anywhere from a little bit to a lot back, but you always get, because people will reciprocate to you treating them right, treating them fair, and they'll go out of their way to actually use the word, but buy from you if they feel that you care and you're trusted and you want what's best for them, not just a sale. Right.
Absolutely. It always, you know, the extra mile, I'd hate to say extra always pays, but it really does. I mean, there's been numerous clients where it didn't matter what the situation was.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, yeah, so, go ahead. So we talk about solutions and taking care of people and helping people. And, I think you're starting to give us an example.
Yes. So yeah, there was one where I ended up talking to the county. They had already talked to them, but they were emotionally involved, and it kind of the communication started to break down for them. And so I took it on myself, and it was really a no big deal, because again, I had no skin in the game. I was very neutral. Everything worked out really good. And going that extra piece, it put the whole thing back together. But then it shown a lot of camaraderie. And that's another one I like to do is whenever I try to sell, I always ask people who they know. They might know other contractors that, you know, there's sometimes we need to have subs. So it's always good to end up having it's a buy-in. But going the extra yard, and especially if they're having issues, you know, it just shows that you care. That's one thing that this isn't about. Just I'm doing it just a job, do another job. That is not my MO. It's never going to be my MO. And that's not what I ever want to be my MO. Right. So yeah, I really enjoy people, and I really enjoy doing the extra things, but yeah, it just always doing that extra always helps.
Yeah. Oh, it does. And like you said, if you can start again, different buying types, right? But if you can start with your typical buyer, if you can start with that, I want to interview you. You interview me. You maybe say the words, but let's find out if we're even a fit. Because I've done that many a time. Now I'm a B2B guy, but I call up a potential distributor, and they're happy where they're at. You can tell that they're not necessarily excited about another, you know, sales guy wandering in. But I said, look, I'm not coming to sell you. I promise I won't attempt to sell you. I said, matter of fact, all I want is 10 minutes. but I'm going to give you, I'll block out an hour because I can always go get a coffee. So if you want extra time after 10 minutes, that's you asking for it. Okay. Right. I just want to stop, shake your hand, meet another guy. I said, what's the worst case? If we never do business together, we've both got another friend in the industry, and who can go wrong with that? Right. So right. I said, understand that when I come in today, I'm not looking for an order. If you force me to take it, okay, I'll take the order. I'm not a liar, but you know, and they laugh, you know, but I'm just coming to, let's just find out, because and you take a lot of that pressure off. If I tell them, from my standpoint, I a lot of times say, you know, I may not be the right vendor for you, but you may not be the right customer for me.
Yes.
So let's just figure this out. Cause there's, if there's an opportunity with something to move forward, let's see what that step looks like. If we just don't fit each other, that's okay too.
Yes.
It really is. Absolutely. Right. There's other customers, and guess what? There's other vendors. So, you know, we'll just go our separate ways today, remain friends, and live to fight another day sometime. And, you know, when you do that, they understand that, geez, maybe this guy really wants to just find out a little bit about me, and there's no pressure here. Cause there's a funny thing. Nobody likes to be sold, right? But everybody likes to buy. Let's face it, we're Americans. We love to buy stuff. but we just don't want to be sold, you know, so quit selling me and just help me get what I think I want or need. You know, that goes so far, and you spoke to that earlier so well. So you're looking at getting into podcasting yourself and bring more to the industry. And that's really intriguing to me because this industry needs more conversations, as you said. We need more discussions like this, open conversations about how do we do things together. So tell me about what your dream is there.
So yeah, the goal for me is exactly that, you know, and kind of like how you've been doing it. You bring on different people in all different walks, and ultimately I like to do the same. And on my end, it would be anywhere from the subs, it could be anywhere from what we're doing, it'd be down to very specifics. It can be talking about the types of sales and the types of ways that things are going. There's so much to talk about it. And as soon as you talk about it once, there's still more to talk about the next time. So to me, and the other thing is, I thought you were saying it perfect when you're talking about the sales, you know, nobody wants to be sold. Well, nobody wants to be told, like, you know what you need, you know where you're wrong. You know, nobody wants to go nut this. But it's about the easy communication. And I want to be a voice that is, I would like to say, trustworthy, but that's up to you. That's up to the person, not up to me to tell you. But as long as the communication is easy and we really start to break down any of those assumptions or things that are being done wrong, it's really just about trying to get the information, the right fit. And like you said about the contractors, and it should go smooth. You should love it. We had a guy that was, I used to work at a lumber yard, and I was the manager, and we had a guy that came in for sales, and he was always pushing. And needless to say, we got along okay, and then like his style. And that was, I'm going to reward the ones that A, show up, but B, are willing to show some compassion. And that's the one thing that I am all about, is show that you care, show there's a reason about what you're doing, and show that you're a human being. So that's really about what I'm after, is to put same thing, same type of great players in front that are also very localized. They could be a little ways out. That's fine. It doesn't bother me. They could be like we are. We're states apart. It doesn't bother me at all. It just shows that we're trying to push the same thing. And when you're saying about, I talked earlier about, you know, information era and so on and so forth, but these conversations, They're never going to get old. They don't have to be long. They don't have to be in really great detail. Or if you want it in great detail, say what you want, and we're willing to listen and then give you what you're looking for. But that is something I wish I would have had when I'm coming up. And then the other thing is, again, we're not selling. What we're doing is we're supplying the information and just helping people get along the way. That's the big deal for me. Get away from some of these misconceptions that are out there. Get away from some of these the misinformation that's out there. Really tell you about what it's about. Maybe we're not going down to the dollars and cents by any means, but we're really trying to make sure that it's going to be serious to you. These are big projects. These projects cost big money. And when there's so much money on the line, you better take it serious. And that's something that I want to be doing.
That's awesome. And like I said, I think there's lots of room for that. And the bringing it and your willingness to spend the time and effort to bring something virtually, I think is huge. I think that's an area anybody that follows me at all knows that I feel pretty strongly about the digital virtual world. Not as an exception to, not an instead of,
right?
But it's an addition to. You know, I believe strongly that. And as a matter of fact, I just did a blog a day or two ago about this, that your online presence needs to match 100% your in-person presence. There can't be a difference. If you're one way on here and we talk virtually, and because I'm 300 miles away from you, but I still want you to do my project, you drive out and we meet and you're totally different, that is an instant turnoff that I'm going to spot immediately, right? Because now I don't believe anything
about
you.
Absolutely. Right.
So I think you got to be yourself and be honest, be open, be willing to share some of what you do, share some of your background. People have different abilities to stomach how much they share of themselves.
Yes.
But I would recommend to anybody that's doing this and can get more involved in these sort of things, more involved with social, more involved with virtual, is people like we talked about already, Garrett, people, they want to buy at the end of the day a pole barn from Garrett Brown.
Yep.
That's who they forget who your company is. Forget all the sticks. And I'm going to use this metal and I got this gauge that, and I got this long life fastener and I'm doing this great garage door. All important.
Yes.
What is Garrett Brown, the guy that's going to make sure that this $86,444 job is going to go great
right.
from start to finish. And a year later, when I have an issue, even if it's out of warranty, he's still going to come out. He's going to try to help me negotiate through the issues, right? That's what I want to buy.
Oh, absolutely.
From. Right. Does that make sense? Am I right on any of that?
Oh, no, it totally makes sense. That's one thing I always would call it, because I also came up through, when I was younger, I got into construction, you know, as a kid, and I've kind of run almost not every facet, but I've done a lot. I've been from the grunt. I've been the guy who was the cut man. I did the guy siting boards. I've been at the lumberyard. I sold, I've designed, and now I've been the foreman. I've done a lot of different things, but the one thing that you were saying just a second ago was that are you willing to have those crucial conversations? When I got out of that, I did like factory work, and that's where you get into the factory work and you do the Toyota manufacturing, blah blah blah. I won't get into all that, but crucial conversations is that what it really comes down to is it's tough conversations, and just like you said, somebody calls you in a year and hey, I've got an issue, you can bet that phone's getting picked up. And that's just I am. But also, it's about the bonds that you have, you know. So you could see something coming down the pike, like, oh, this may not be too good. But so what? It doesn't mean there's always a solution. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that there's this problem and it is unsurmountable. No matter how persistent we are, it's not. No, it's totally going to get dealt with. But it's all about the attitude that you come forth with. And it's, again, about those bonds that you build. I love it. So people call me like, hey, I've got this going on. I'll be out. I love it. And that gives me an opportunity to have another one of those 10, 15-minute conversations about how things are going. Then let's look at it and let's make it happen. We'll get you taken care of. I love those because, again, that's who I am. There's no doubt about it. And again, another one that I was, you know, springboard off of what you said was, if you like, you go out and all of a sudden it's a completely different person. If you like what you're dealing with right now, there is no change. You're going to get that whole energy every single time
around. And I can guarantee that's accurate because you and I have talked Sunday afternoon. We've talked on Saturday evening. We've talked on a Thursday at 2 in the morning. I don't know. I didn't quite 2 in the morning, but
close
you're
enough.
Exactly. No, I was a butt dial, but I listened to you. It was interesting. No idea what you're saying, but I listen. But you know, every conversation has been exactly the same. And you know, the empathy. You said something a minute ago that if you don't have it as a salesperson, and it's a learned trait probably, but just something you better work on is empathy, right? You got to understand that this person is about to spend many times, especially in the post-frame building industry, probably the second largest purchase they've ever made outside of their home.
Absolutely.
And some pole barns, it might even be bigger, depending on what they're doing with it. But it's a big deal. It's not your daddy's, 3,200 square foot pole barn that cost $3,200 back in the 70s, right? This is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they need you to understand that you want to know, you want to care what they want to do, and they want to know that if you have issues. And a lot of that, and there's another one I wanted to touch base on, because I'd made a note here. Besides the empathy is managing expectations, right? In the sales world, because you hit on something. Everything isn't always going to go perfect. There's going to be delays. There's going to be wrong product ordered, wrong product shipped. We damaged something on the job site. Knuckleheads like me in the supply chain sent you the wrong color of something. Things happen, right? You do all that you can. But I think it's important up front. And it's also back to the building the trust level. Part of that is up front is if we understand that they are assuming something that we know is not quite accurate, we got to get that corrected right away. Hey, you mentioned, you can order and it's 3-day lead time. No. We're pretty good, but it's 6. Okay.
Yes.
Just so we know it's 6. You get in a jam. I might be able to help you with something on one box or something. I'm not saying I couldn't try, but you got to manage those expectations up front, so they don't keep coming back as issues, right? And I think the quicker you manage them when it's a problem, and people don't, I think if you build that bond, that relationship that we talked about, Garrett, you will take bad news pretty well.
Agreed.
As long as you know I'm going to give you the honest truth and I'm doing everything I can. And when you know that I say, Garrett, I know you need it tomorrow, but dude, it ain't happening. I've done everything I can, but I can have it to you on Monday, but that is the absolute, okay, I don't love it, but thank you, right? And they still love you and they still trust in you, right? Don't tell them it's going to be tomorrow to make them feel good, because guess what? Tomorrow comes. And now they're doubly mad, if not more, right? So you might as well get it out of the way right now. Does that make any sense too? I that's the way I've always operated.
No, it totally does. And matter of fact, I was, this would have been a couple years ago, I was putting a project together. And a guy was coming in to do a hydraulic door. And I didn't know much about it. I've been mostly sliders and overheads. That's kind of my deal. So I didn't know about the framing. And so I said, send me over all the information you got. He's like, well, I'm going to be there. And he shows up and he's kind of a wiry guy. But he was a good guy. And we got awesome. But he said, yeah, that's kind of the end of the rope for me. I'm getting ready to retire. I'm like, okay, cool. No big deal. He said, but let me give you a bit of advice. I'm like, yeah, you're... you got decades in front of me. I'm always willing to listen, always willing to learn. And he goes, don't ever lie. I'm like, whoa, easy. And I was like, like, okay, you're getting a little heavy on me. What's going on here? And he goes, no, I made a career of lying and it was never good. And don't ever do it. So I said, I don't know. Honesty is my best policy. Especially if you start the lying, how do you keep up? And that's exactly what he said. We then had a conversation for probably about 20 minutes, and he went about it and really told about all the mishaps that he had along the way. And I just thought, what type of stress did you need to put yourself through? I was a big worrier. And I'll be honest, like there's been things that the worst part for me was I wake up in the middle of the night and I think the sky was falling. Oh no, I didn't get the extra bag of screws. Like whatever, that it's still gonna be able to tack this thing together, or we put the stuff on later. I just had the worst thing, but that was where I had my, anxieties, but I didn't have it because I was not honest. And one thing that I guess I learned the easy way. I learned, from how I came up, and, if you were honest, if you weren't, forthcoming, there was so much hell to pay, and it was so easy to go around it by be honest, be a human being. It sounds so easy, and apparently maybe it's a lot harder than I thought, but I thought it was pretty easy, because that's all I ever wanted to be. I just wanted to be a person out there with the people.
Yep, exactly. I love it, man. I love it. So, you talked about the type of guest you're going to have on your podcast. Number one, do you have a name yet for it?
So, it's probably going to be named after. What I like to do is I like to name it after my company. And when I came up with the name, it was really supposed to be a staple of. You look at a building and you're like, that is one of the ones that Brown builds. Brown builds that. Like, that's the type of thing. But then, so Brown builds is really what I like to go. Again, I'm taking the steps. It's all the action steps, little piece by little piece. And this is a huge one for me. But the reason that, and then I just want to bring on kind of the usual suspects. A lot of the guys that I always build with, they're great people. And then the customers is really the key to the whole thing. The customer is really where I want to be at, but I got to be comfortable with it, you know. But it's no different than you and me. If we have these conversations, it's like you put a microphone in front of them and just watch them play. But the whole thing about the name is that it's not just about the buildings that go up. It's about the relationships that are built. It's about, I'm going to pick one up off of you. It's about the wins being built. It's about, anything that you could, the relationships that you can build, it goes on and on. Anything that you can build, that's one that Brown builds. That's what I want to do. And so that's kind of the whole about the name is that's how I want to do it. I believe in it. I mean, obviously believe in it. And, as far as like the characters, there's every customer has got a story. There's some outstanding ones that I like to get into right away, but as much as the guys that I build with, the dirt workers and overhead door guys and the concrete guys, as much as they're like, no, you handle it. I'm like, no, they don't get it. They don't get it. You know, they got to see you too, because I think the world of these people, I really do. They help me. I help them. And we are. The reason I call them the usual suspects is because we're always together. We're always together. So that's where, these characters have to be highlighted. I mean, they're just too good not to be.
Oh, and, and I think that is you're going to not only bring a lot to the industry, but it's going to come back in a lot of ways. And I love the name because
thank you.
It comes, and you kind of touched on it, but when Wes and I came up with Building Wins originally, building because I'm in the building material industry.
Yeah.
This podcast, blogcast is more about building wins, like personal wins and health and fitness wins, spiritual wins, whatever win that is.
Yes, sir.
Then it is building, right? And because I'm a big believer, and we talked about it a minute ago, that I always maintain this virtual wind pile in my head. And it's like a sand of an hourglass laying there, right? And you just keep throwing wins on the pile. And I truly believe that all wins recognize each other. They grow with each other. It doesn't matter if you had a tiny personal win first thing in the morning, and then you pick up the phone call to call a customer. You're going to be in the right frame of mind. You're just building yourself towards wins all day long. So I think all wins, absolutely, big, small, medium, spiritual, health and fitness, business, sales, it don't matter. Just throw wins on, man. You know, and
I agree.
And wins. Every once in a while, I have to explain to people because they, you're just talking about sales and selling a whole bunch of money. That all comes as part of the deal. You know, if you go out to just build relationships with people, like we've already talked about, that's a building to win, help each other. So I love the name. I love everything about it. And I can't wait till it's out so I can watch it, listen to it. And I will. Who knows? I might even call in to say something. Who knows?
No, I already promised you'd be the first guest. So I just
need I would to like going. To be the first guest. Okay. See, that was my way of beating around the corner. See, I'm a sales pro. I got to yes without asking. You see that? You suggested I didn't have to ask. See? Sales 101, folks, right there.
That's right.
Get the customer to ask you. But could I give you an order, please? You gotta love it, man.
I do love it.
I know, that's good. So let's talk about, I know one of the things that you said you wanted to touch base on is in the last, let's close out for now. We'll do this again someday. Some misconceptions and misinformation, maybe not so much into the dirt about like, this is the dumb stuff people do and say, but more generic, maybe even. We want to keep this industry and this is really important to me, that we all win or lose. What's the old saying? High tides raise all ships, right? And yes, as an industry, if you're buying a pole barn and you're not buying it from me, I don't sell pole barns. I used to years ago, but I need you to buy a pole barn from somebody reputable, and I need them, yes, to do a great job that you're incredibly happy with them. Because if they do a crappy job, that reflects on all of us in the industry, right?
Yes, and absolutely. So
I think it's important that we all do our part to elevate that game, to raise all ships, if that makes sense. Let's because I know you've been kind of your time. Let's wrap up today with your thoughts on that.
So I completely am with you on that one. One of the misconceptions I think is that there's a lot of shows out there, and there's a lot of videos out there where they're showing that, these pole barns, that they're cheaper. They're cheap, and they have, number one, they're showing numbers that are make believe. But then it's the terms. They're not cheap at all. These are usually built very, very stout. But even if they're not, I've seen some where, I'm not one to knock my competitors, and I don't know who put this thing up, but even when out and they had it, where like the ribs didn't line up or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm, I was not the one to go out. I didn't nitpick them. Mm-hmm. I went out and I just said, okay, I complimented them over their building. I did not call them out because I thought that was cheap. I thought that was the wrong way to do it. So anyways, be complimentary, be kind. And it was just be about the solutions, and as far as the misconceptions and kind of the misinformation, talk to a professional. Watching a video of somebody saying they built this and the numbers seem too good to be true,
that likely
it usually is. You know where it goes. I don't like saying that, but talk to a professional, and that's the other reason why I'm out there. Is I may not even be in your area. You could be calling me from a whole different area. I'm gonna shoot you straight. I'm gonna talk to you like a real human being, and that's what I would want. Why wouldn't I give it to somebody else? Is really what I'm after. So back to the podcast, back to the whole thing overall. If you're looking for somebody who you can just talk to, and you can, there can be some laughs along the way. There can be some good times. But you want it shot straight. Just tell me, good, bad, or indifferent, what am I looking at? I'll give it to you. And I'm not going to do it in any rude way by any means. By any means.
I'm not sure you can be rude. I haven't seen it yet.
You never know.
But I'm going to tell you, I think if you decided to go that way, I'm going to have a technical difficulty and disappear. I don't think I'd want you that way. You're too much passion, my man. I love it though.
Well,
it's never too. It's, thank you. That's a beautiful thing. So, any timeline as to when you're ready to kick off the inaugural show, or are you a little too early for that yet?
I guess
have to announce something today, but I'm just. Are we close? Are we within a month, a year, 6 years?
Speaking of Wendell, him and his group, they'd tell you point blank, do it now, do it right now. And the only thing that I've got audio equipment, I don't have Wes. I'm missing Wes big time, but
he might be available. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. So the thing for me is, you can't do it now without you still got to have a little bit of a background. You still got to do your investigation. So there's a couple things I need to investigate, but I think now, like as fast as I can do it. And if I had to pick a time, I would love to be able to launch within, if it's a 90 day goal, I'd love to do it within 90 days. Okay. And if I'm doing one a week, I'm doing one a month. It's better than zero. It's better than not doing. So it's those little, but gathering the information, gathering those wins, doing this today, man, I feel awesome. So yeah. Now let's just build off this. Let's go do another. Let's either join, see if I can join you again to keep the momentum rolling. But then in the meantime, gather information. How do I, what is the, What is the rest of the stuff that I need in order to get this done? I'm not worried about the people. I've got the people all day long, mm-hmm. but I just need to make sure that I have, I want to put out a good product too. I right. can't just show up right. weak.
Yep. Well, and I'll say what I learned, and Wes was a big part of this, is I remember show one, and we talked about a date. I think of the first, I think we used to do them live on Tuesday. So that was during COVID. So I was home. Home forever, I thought, it seemed like. So what are you going to do? Well, what difference make? Everybody else is home too. So we'll just do it on Tuesday at noon live. And I remember it was the first Tuesday of, and Wes was putting together a bunch of all the stuff you see, the logo and all the back, everything. That's Wes, right? And but
he's good. I mean, he's really good.
He is good. He is good. He steals my food when we're together, which I'd never forgive. But
he's good.
Yeah. But I remember, and Wes is probably chuckling about this, but I said, we're getting close, right? It's about 2 weeks out or something. And I go, Wes, there's a lot for you to do yet. Why don't we push this out to the end of January? And he goes, January 3rd. We're doing it. And he knew because I was backpedaling a little. I was like, I'm not prepared. I'm a little afraid to do it. It's new. And best thing that ever happened, because I think if I go back, I won't do it now because I don't want to see it, but I probably absolutely totally sucked. I was nervous for 3 days but you know what? You fast forward and the sooner you get a few under your belt, I had somebody, a buddy of mine, somebody sent out, at 3 o'clock, could you jump on our live tonight at 6? I go, yeah, I got nothing. Sure. Boom. On guested with them. Right. It's kind of like when you're a young 14, 15 year old and you kind of like girls and I want to sneak a little smoochy smoochy. Right. But you want to, but you're scared to death to do it. Right. Hey. So at some point you just. You got to do it because there's never going to be you got to get rid of the first one, right? After that, it's all easy. It's all easy after the first one.
Easy donuts.
Just do so. So, yeah. So forget 90 days. I think I'm available sometime next week. So if you want to do one, let's do it. So I'm being Wes. I'm trying to be Wes.
Wes. I'm going to need some help.
Awesome.
No, I appreciate encouragement, and I'm going to push forward. We're going to make it work.
Let's do it, man. Well, anytime you're ready, I'm ready. Anything I can help, Wes, I will help. One thing you'll find with Building Wins, you talk about all the things we talked about earlier. Once you're a part of the Building Wins family, you're always part of the Building Wins family. So, we've had way over 200 episodes, and every one of our guests, we've had some repeat guests, but every one of them is a friend of the show, and we would go out of our way to help any of them with anything they need.
Awesome.
No questions asked, no expectations, because that's how you build community. That's how you build, the relationships. So same with you, man. And look forward to it.
Greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you. And of course, thank Wes. Really floored, really leveled, truth be told. I'll try to get her going, and I won't let you down.
Let's do it. Okay. Next week, Thursday, right? No, I'm just kidding.
2 o'clock.
There's a clock running. Oh, man. All right, buddy. Hey, so, at the end of this, it Wes usually reminds me, and sometimes I forget, but, the ever-famous should ask questions. Does Garrett Brown in his perfect world out there every day wish somebody would ask you about business, about life? It could be about anything that you just wish people would ask you more, that you would love to talk about or tell people, but nobody ever asks you. And it could even be from today if we miss something. But
something that should be asked.
What would Garrett Brown like to tell everybody if they just ask?
That is something I'd like to tell people.
Yeah. Well, not that. It's a family show. Come on.
One that I like to do, and I do it all the time. Cause how many times you're at a convenience store or something and, you're going through the routine. When I'm entering the card, it gives cause it's got a process, and when it's processing, I always ask, and this is so simple. How's your day going? I don't ask how are you doing. I ask how we're doing right away, but I ask you how your day is going. And I'd say about, I'm not a percentages guys or guy, but there oftentimes they'll give you a real answer. And that's just what you wanted. And then they usually reflect it back. People want, they want to connect. They simply want to connect.
Yes.
But that'd be an easy one. How's your day going?
That is.
You know, and that's what I like. And it gets, it breaks any sort of ice.
Yes.
All, I mean, easy. Yes. Easy.
Yes. Yes. I love that. You know, a lot of times, I will let you go, but one of the things that you check out at the Publix here in Florida, Publix is the big supermarket chain. And when you check out, usually they'll do some form of how are you today or whatever. And I always like to do, because I have a weird personality sometimes, I like to go, you know what? I'm perfect, but I'll get better. And they always look at you like, what is wrong with this guy? But it's always fun because it breaks the ice and yet they chuckle and you chuckle. And
I love it. It'll get better. Fun. That's the best part. Perfection.
That's what I do. Because I'll do it like that. They'll say, so how are you today? Perfect. But I'll get better. They're just like, what is wrong? But it's fun, you know, because then they chuckle and you chuckle and it's, you know,
exactly.
It should be easy. Why shouldn't you have the 7 minutes that you're checking out at the grocery store a good experience?
Agreed.
Why not? Even if you never saw them again in there and they never saw you again at the moment in time, why not? You know, and a good friend of our show, Dave Sanderson, who's a great guy, and he was become really famous. He was pretty well known internationally, but as the last guy off the Sully's plane when it went in the river back and helped people get off the plane. I mean, he had newscast. I mean, it was a big deal. But he wrote a book. He's been on the show. He's become good friends of ours about moments in time. Right? Get the book. Seriously, get the book because he talks about how you know, there's periods of time in life that you don't expect, you don't know when they're coming, but are you prepared for them and how you react to that moment in time? And that was his probably biggest moment in time because plane going into a river, you don't survive.
Correct.
I mean, that's right. I mean, and unfortunately we know that just happened recently, sadly, you know, in DC, right?
Yes.
Now that was a little different. It didn't just go in, it got hit, but still a plane going into the river, into an ocean, into a lake, that's pretty much break up, blow apart, and it's over, right? The fact that he was able to walk off that plane. He had to take care of everybody on that plane and make sure they got off. Moment in time, right?
Oh, man. That's unbelievable.
I got the book right behind me. It's a great book. Get it on Kindle or get it on whatever, but follow him on social. I mean, incredible story is all I'm saying. But that's my point is nothing like talking perfect day with the cashier equals what that was. But they all add up, right? That's another win. See, back to the win pile. That's another win for Randy's win pile, right? I walk out of the store feeling good because she feels or he feels good. You know, I mean, I've gave high fives to the guy doing the bagging, you know, when you do that, you feel better and everybody feels better.
I agree.
Why not?
And that statement about this gentleman that you were talking about on the plane, I mean, you talk about serving at the highest level. I mean, He waited for everybody else to get off. That's unbelievable. Yeah. And you can't take that away. No, I mean, that is just high service. And it's serving people like we were talking about, like the cashier. As long as they got a good smile on their face, it's better than scowling, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You got 7 minutes there. Why not have an enjoyable 7 minutes? It's 7 minutes out of your life. You and he or her had a 7 minute thing, you know, Sean, big high five. Have a big day, brother. Thank you. You know,
absolutely.
Everybody's
going to spend the time, Ace. So just do it right.
And besides that, if you walk out the door and the phone rings on your way to your car and it's a customer, I am going to be in a better service mood to my customer because I just had a great experience. Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
It transcends. So anyway, my man, Garrett, thank you. I appreciate you, brother, and your friendship and your professionalism. And man, I can't wait for the show, buddy. Garrett Builds. Let's go. Love it.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. See ya. Cheers, pal.
See ya.
All right. Man, was that a fun conversation? It's amazing how fast 50 minutes can go when you're talking to people that you know, you enjoy and you build relationships with. And you can tell with Garrett, he's a relationship guy. If you didn't get that, then you were sleeping. So watch it again. But Garrett Brown, Brown Builds, watch for his show when it comes out. He even promised that I'm going to be on first, so I'm going to hold him to it next week. No, I'm just kidding, but Garrett. But anyways, that's going to be a good one. You're going to love it. And speaking of loving it, another day of Garrett, I, and Wes. Loving what we do and doing what we love, because you only get to go around once in life. So live it, love it, own it. And while you're at it, go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live. You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.